I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. In Paris, apartment buildings built in the 19th century typically have six floors. The top floor, right below the roof, used to be the maids' quarters. In the late 1950s and early 60s, many of those maids came from Spain. So when director Philippe Legay set out to make a movie as an homage to those women, he called it The Women on the Sixth Floor. The World's Adeline Sear has a story.
In the late 1930s, many Spaniards fled the civil war and the regime of General Francisco Franco. But in the late 50s and early 60s, many emigrated for economic reasons. Filmmaker Philippe Legay says Spanish people needed jobs.
Spain was still under Franco, and there was very little employment, especially for women.
Thousands of women went to France to work as nannies and maids. The film, The Women on the Sixth Floor, follows a young woman named Maria, played by Natalia Verbeke. Maria travels to Paris by bus and is greeted upon arrival by her aunt, Concepcion. She's played by Spanish screen actress Carmen Maura, who starred in many of Pedro Almodóvar's films.
Mira, Maria! Por fin!
Pero qué hermosura! Qué ganas tenía de verte a ver.
Maria joins the ranks of dozens of other Spanish maids working in Paris. Film director Philippe Legay says these women transformed the stiff, upper-class neighborhoods where they lived and worked.
All the Spanish women were there in the streets of Paris. They would go buy bread and meat in the butchers, you know. And suddenly these bourgeois women from Paris would have to wait in line with all these women. And they would be all speaking loudly in Spanish. And suddenly the streets were looking different. And the temperature rise suddenly, thanks to the Spanish woman.
Or at least that's how Legay remembers it. He grew up in one of those upper-class neighborhoods, and his family had a Spanish nanny. Her name was Lourdes, and she arrived when Legay was 3 years old.
She would dress me all in white, and she would teach me Spanish prayers and Spanish songs, and as I was beginning to learn French, my French was mixed up with Spanish.
In the film, Maria's employer is Jean-Louis Joubert, a stockbroker played by Fabrice Lucchini.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Je suis Monsieur Joubert, le mari de madame.
When Maria meets him for the first time in the Joubert's kitchen, he tells her her job hinges on how well she can prepare a soft-boiled egg.
Je suis très exigeant sur les œufs coqs. C'est une manie que je tiens de mon père.
But the stuck-up stockbroker soon sings a different tune, one involving guitar playing and clapping, as the man is drawn to the fiery energy of Maria and the women of the sixth floor. This Spanish festive spirit comes, of course, with dance, lace shawls, ornate fans, and later on, loud paella dinners with the ever-smiling, hard-working hired help. The film doesn't miss any clichés. In fact, actress Carmen Maura, who lives in Madrid and Paris, pressed Legay about it.
Moi, un jour, j'ai parlé avec de ça avec Philippe, et je lui ai dit, Philippe, je ne sais pas si c'est un peu stéréotypé, tout ça, l'Espagne.
One day, I had a word with him about it. I told him, I wonder if you're not reinforcing old stereotypes about Spain here. And he replied that the film was his personal vision. A Spanish filmmaker would probably not do a film like that. But in France, the film was a great success.
In the end, Maura says she decided to take the role of Concepcion the maid because she thought Legay's characters were smart and charming.
Je trouvais un Français qui aimait l'Espagne et qui voulait faire un film que c'était vraiment comme une lettre d'amour pour l'Espagne.
I saw in him a Frenchman who truly loved Spain and wanted to make a film that was really like a love letter to Spain. And I think the film shows the country in a good light.
The film also has the requisite improbable romance between the young maid and her employer, but this is where fiction probably helped filmmaker Legay get over his childhood heartache. It had to do with his own nanny, Lourdes.
She stayed at home for 3 years and then she went back to Spain to get married. And maybe it's the first woman I ever loved and she left, and maybe it's the secret reason why I made this film.
Spaniards will get a chance to see The Women on the Sixth Floor in December. It opens today in New York and Los Angeles. For The World, this is Adeline Sear.